Praise the Lord. Let us go to our text from the book of Isaiah 41, verse 10. It reads thus, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for your word. Thank you, God, for a messenger. Lord, I'm about to speak. I pray, O God, that you will forgive me whatever I sin against you. And Lord, you would inspire me as I speak your word, Father. Those that you have prepared and intended this message for, God, that they will hear it, and Lord, they will understand the truth about your kingdom. Help us now as we all strive for righteousness. Thank you and take your glory. Amen. Well, today I'm grateful and humbled to be here as the Lord has led me to briefly speak to you on the theme, finding strength in your tribe. From the text, Isaiah 41, verse 10. From this passage of scripture, I acknowledge that life brings difficulties. Everyone faces trial. But where do we find strength when we face trials? I'm convinced by the scripture that we can find strength through the word of God. Today, there are a few key points we'll be discussing from this text, Isaiah 41, verse 10. And the first thing I want us to discuss is we find strength in God's presence. God promises to be with us. He said, "Fear not, I'm with you." He promises to be with us. Not necessarily remove the trial. Now, God being with us does not mean we'll not face trial. We're going to face trial. The challenges will come. The difficulties will come. But his presence is our foundation to endure the trial. Now, this is the point. The Bible did not tell us we'll not face trial. No. In John 16:33, Jesus said, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have trouble, take heart, I have overcome the world." He was encouraging his disciples as he was preparing to leave them. He told them they were going to face trial. The challenges were going to be there. But he said he was always going to be with them. And finally, he said, "I have overcome the world," meaning I have victory over trials and temptation. So as believers, we should be aware that in our trial, God's presence will always be with us. And this is the encouragement for all believers that as we go through the trial and challenges, we should be aware that God's presence will always be with us. He told us he will not leave us, neither forsake us. He will be with us to the end of the age. And I also want to remind you on the second point that we can find strength in His power. We can find strength in His power. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. So we find strength in the power of God. God doesn't just offer comfort. He offers strength. He will strengthen you. And this is the promise the Lord has made with us. When trial comes, God will not just offer comfort, but He gives you strength to endure the trial. And the strength of God is what enables you to have victory over the trials and temptation you face. His strength has to do with His patience, long-suffering, endurance. That's His strength. He allows you to go through things or difficulties that others find challenging to go through. He gives you the strength to face the trial that others cannot just face easily. And at the end of the day, He takes the glory. So there is strength in the name of the Lord. God told us He will make a provision. He will make strength available for us. Even in our times of weakness, God will strengthen us. He will renew our strength and comfort us in a difficult time. His strength has comfort. Amen. So as believers, when the trial comes, when we are going through all the long suffering, at the end of the day, the Lord renewed our strength. He comforted us again and put us back on track. Finally, His provision. He told us He will help us. In the time of trial, God promised He will help us. He will uphold us. Amen. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. He won't let us fall completely. Now, this is one thing that I love about God. In our most difficult time, we experience challenges. We experience difficulties. We experience all the pains. But at the end of the day, we find strength in the Lord. Why? He always makes a provision that though the problems will come, but He will not allow us to fall completely. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, He said, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to men. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will make a way of escape." Now, a tree bending in the storm, it doesn't break. Now, if you watch the tree carefully, when the storm is heavy, the trees will be bending. But at the end of the day, it still remains rooted deeply. Why? Because it is flexible and rooted, that the storm cannot just destroy it easily. And this is how we are. We are rooted in God, that no trial can separate us from the love of God. No trial can separate us from the love of God. Why? Because we find strength in our trial. In the presence of God, His grace will always carry us through. There is strength in God's presence because He promised us to be with us in everything. Not only His strength, but His power offers strength. His provision, that is His help. He promised He will always help us, that we not fall completely. Even if we slip, we not fall. Today, I want to encourage you that we have a loving God, a caring God, a faithful God, the God that never lies. He promised and He will keep His promise with us. As the Word of God is spoken to us, I want us to know today that God's Word never lies. I don't know what you're going through right now, but I want to assure you that the trial you face, the temptations you are going through, you can find strength in the Lord. In His presence, there is strength, there is power, there is provision. If you only come today, as you hear the word of God, I want you to believe today that if you put your trust in Jesus, trials will come, difficulties will come your way, the challenges will be there. Even if you slip, you will not fall completely, because there is a hand, the unchanging hands of God, to hold you up, that you will not fall. He will guide you and hold you up, that you will not fall completely. He promised He will take care of us, no matter how difficult it may be. He promised He will stand by us, even in our weakness. He promised He will strengthen us. I want to encourage you today, as you hear the word of God, I want you to commit all the problems in the hands of God. Believe in God that He allow our trial for our good. And if you believe in Him, that He has power to rescue you, the Lord will rescue you. No matter what the locusts have eaten, the Lord promised He will restore it. Whatever the trials and temptation have caused you, I want you to believe today that God will restore it. As you believe in Him, may He renew your strength. May God give you the power to endure all your trials. May God's grace be with you in everything you do. I thank God for His mercy and grace. Father, that gave you many, many thanks and appreciation for all that I passed through. It wasn't easy, but thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, God, for your provision. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you for your presence. I knew, God, that because of your presence, I was able to endure it all the trials. Help me, O God, that I will live to your glory. And thank you, God, for those that are listening to me. Whatever they are and whatever they are going through, O God, as you help me through all those challenges, may your grace cover them as well. May your will be done and your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.